Kisan and His Three Friends by Jayoti Bhatt. Coco lived in the metropolitan city of Mumbai. She was 11 and only darling daughter of her parents. She would study and play and have fun all day. One day her mother served lunch for Coco. Her plate had chapati, sabzi, dal and chawal. Wholesome food. But Coco always dreamt about ice creams and chocolates. On the lunch table, she said, "Ew, not ghar ka khana again. Why, mommy, why can't I have chocolates? Throw away the food, I don't like it." To which mom replied, "Coco, let me tell you a story of Kisan Singh and his three visitors." Kisan Singh lived in the coastal region of Maharashtra. He was a hard-working farmer. Kisan had friends who would visit him throughout the year. Kisan's first friend was Kharif. Kharif Bhai used to visit Kisan in monsoon season from the month of July till November. He was a person who would keep on feeling thirsty throughout the day. So to take care of his visiting friend, Kisan had to pray to God day and night that it should rain. There should be loads and loads of rain, otherwise Kisan would have to pull up water from his well, and that would also not be enough for Kharif Bhai. But Kisan loved Kharif Bhai a lot, because with his visit, Kharif Bhai would get precious gifts for Kisan. He would get rice, corn, turmeric, peanuts, sugarcane, pulses and much, much more for Kisan. Kisan in turn would share these precious gifts with people. Kisan's second friend was Rabi Chacha. Rabi would visit him during winter season from October to February. For Rabi Chacha, Kisan would start early preparations. As Kharif Bhai would leave, Kisan would arrange for medicines for Rabi Chacha. He would take utmost care that Rabi Chacha would not fall ill. He would arrange for proper temperature water for Rabi Chacha so that he does not catch cold. Rabi Chacha would also bring in gifts for Kisan. He would get wheat, green peas, mustard, sesame and a lot more. Just like Kharif's gift, Kisan would also share gifts received from Rabi Chacha with his fellow beings. The last visitor was Zaid. Zaid was a sunny young man. He would not require a lot of water like Kharif or so much caretaking as Rabi Chacha. He would visit Kisan in the warmer months, that is from March to June. He would be very comfortable in the summer season. He loved the long summer days, which helped him grow and enjoy his visit at Kisan's village. Zaid loved fruits and vegetables, so he got the gift of muskmelon, watermelon, sweet potato, pumpkin, cucumber, etc. for Kisan. As during summer days, eating such fruits kept people cool and hydrated. Kisan was a generous man, so he would share his gifts from Zaid with everyone around. One day, Fasti's ice cream opened up in Kisan's village. The villagers were very excited. They would now go to Fasti's every day and eat just ice creams. No one wanted Kisan's gifts. If Kisan would share his gifts, the villagers would still go to the ice cream shop for food. Eating ice cream every day, day after day and night after night started affecting the health of the villagers. As food was wasted, Kisan also stopped sharing his precious gifts. Very soon the villagers started falling ill due to incorrect food habits and they realized their mistake. For many years, Kisan was taking good care of his friends who visited him throughout the year and bought precious gifts of nutritious food. And Kisan, on the other hand, has always been generous and shared his gifts with the villagers. But he worked hard and toiled day and night, taking care of different types of crops. Kharif, Rabi and Zaid throughout the year. The villagers were blessed with nutritious food and good health. But when the villagers followed incorrect food habits and wasted crops grown with efforts, their health deteriorated. So Coco, mother said, "Our farmers work so hard throughout the year to cultivate crops. They take care of each type of crop as per their seasons. Kharif crops require water in abundance. Farmers arrange for water and pray for rains. Rabi crops require good fertilizers and weeding of lands. Farmers prepare land for Rabi cultivation. And finally, Zaid brings in tasty, juicy, healthy fruits to keep us cool throughout the summer. Should we waste such food?" Coco understood the moral of the story. We should be thankful to nature and farmers who provide us with nutritious and healthy food. We should adopt good food habits and not waste food. As Coco is a good girl, she will remember the learnings and moral of the story. Will you also do the same, kids? Thanks a lot for listening to the story.